From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Ecuador, rescue and recovery operations are underway under the direction of President Rafael Correa following Saturday's powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The death toll is above 270, with hundreds known injured, along with widespread devastation along the country's Pacific coast. The quake struck the hardest in Ecuador's tourist city of Pernales. Gabriela Benitez, a World Vision spokeswoman in the capital, Quito, said relief groups like hers are trying to meet the immediate needs.
Right now we are trying to satisfy the basic needs of the people, which is, for example, bottled water, also medicines, because the hospitals are full of people which are sick and which have cuts because of all the things that have been falling down because of the earthquake.
At least two Canadians are known among the dead. President Correa said it's the worst quake to affect Ecuador since 1979. Japan is also in rescue and relief mode following two earthquakes that struck the country's southwest within 48 hours of each other Thursday and Saturday, leaving more than 40 dead, hundreds injured. Dozens are believed trapped or buried under collapsed structures in Kumamoto Prefecture. Jeff Kingston is an Asia Studies professor at Tokyo's Temple University.
They usually say that people who are caught under collapsed structures, buildings, have about 72 hours. And so they are desperately scrambling to try to find survivors who, you know, might be, you know, under the roofs of their collapsed houses and under crushed buildings.
The historic Aso Shrine, more than 1,700 years old, was damaged. Part of a wall of the 400-year-old Kumamoto Castle collapsed. This is VOA News.